Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
At their weekly meeting today, Cabinet Ministers discussed Ireland's Stability Programme update. This is the document which is going to be sent to Brussels for Commission approval ahead of talks on next year's budget. It's understood that Finance Minister Michael Noonan wants to press ahead with spending cuts and tax rises totalling €2 billion. That, despite indications that improved economic growth could negate the need for another austerity budget. Today, Goodbody Stockbrokers published their quarterly economic health check. It too is packed full of good news, but the stockbrokers are always advocating one last bout of austerity as well. Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody, is with me in studio. Give us the outline of what you're saying.
Well, it's a good news story. We'd be in line with the views of the ESRI last week that the economy is strengthening. In fact, we have the same forecast for economic growth, 2.6% for GDP. But really, that's not even explaining the full story. What we tend to look at is domestic spending, so consumer spending, business spending, and that is strengthening, particularly led by businesses spending again. And there's two parts to that particular story. FDI is playing a major role, there's no doubt about that. But we're also starting to see signs that SMEs in Ireland, who really haven't invested or indeed hired for 6 or 7 years, are starting to do so again and increasing confidence. And that's a very, very important part of the story. The second part of the domestic demand improvement is what's happening in the jobs market. There's no doubt that this is the most impressive part of the news flow in Ireland over the last 12 months, that jobs are growing at a rate of about 2.5% per year.
Why are you and the ESRI being more optimistic about demand, 2.6%, than the finance department, who are saying 2.1%?
I think for a finance ministry, I think it's right for them to be quite prudent, especially when we're talking about expectations for fiscal consolidation or tax rises or spending cuts that will come probably in budget 2015, although there is a bit of a debate around that. I think it's best to play expectations down that there will be a reduction in those austerity measures. And when we get closer to the budget, if the numbers prove to be right, if our optimism proves to be right, then the government can indicate at that time that they can reduce the austerity measures.
You say prudent, others might say political, that they're front-loading the bad news now in the hope or the expectation that come November, that they might be able to take the foot off the austerity pedal?
Well, don't forget, you know, the government is playing to a different audience here as well. I mean, of course, there's the electorate that they have to play towards, but there's also the markets, and the markets have been impressed in terms of bond markets. They have been impressed by the fact that government has set out forecasts for the budget deficit or for economic growth, and over the last 4 years, they've actually exceeded those budget deficit forecasts. So in that way, prudence is liked by the markets. From the point of view of the domestic electorate, I think from the government's point of view, it would be worse if things got worse economically over the next number of months and they had to increase the austerity amount in budget rather than actually decreasing it. So there is expectations management going on here.
Okay. Well, let's just say that what is going to happen is more in line with the figures that you and the ESRI are suggesting. Mm. How much better do things have to get for us to not have an austerity budget?
I think there's a reasonable chance that the water charges, which may bring in something of the order of 500 to 600 million, may be enough. I'm not convinced of that just yet, but I think that the government is currently talking about 2 billion in austerity measures, which, let's remember, will be the last of a long period of austerity over the last 6 years.
But we still have to get from 7.2 deficit down to below 5% by the end of the year. That's quite a lot of cuts.
Well, I think
isn't it?
If you look at the first quarter numbers, you know, spending is below expectations. Tax revenues are ahead of expectation, particularly after a strong March. We think that the economy is actually accelerating, so we don't think it's going to be too much of a push to get to that 4.8% number that they've set out. For 2015, which is the crucial one, we think that $1.5 billion of fiscal consolidation spending cuts or tax increases will do it, and that includes that 500 or 600 million of water charges. So we're talking an additional 800 to 900 million, which we think will be enough to get the budget deficit below the key 3% number.
What are your projections on the employment figures?
We're quite positive. We see that the unemployment rate will drop below 10% by the end of next year, which is still high. And we've a long way to go to get back to full employment. But I think the most impressive thing that we've seen over the last year is that the fall in the unemployment rate is not due to purely emigration or falls in the labour force. It's actually due to people actually going into employment.
And the SME sector in particular, as you say, can you expand on that?
Yeah, so people talk a lot about what the FDI does in terms of jobs growth in Ireland, and there's no doubt that, you know, multinationals here in Ireland are vitally important.
Those are what captures the headlines, like yesterday's story of 270 jobs in Limerick, but there's obviously a growth in employment in the SME sector.
Well, this is back to the point I made about domestic demand. If we do get a recovery in domestic demand, that's key to SME jobs recovery. So because SMEs, non-exporting SMEs, account for about two-thirds of employment in Ireland, believe it or not. So if we are to get a recovery or continued recovery in employment, we really need the SMEs to contribute. And as I said, there are signs, even though that there are difficulties in some sectors of the SME, we are starting to see signs that are starting to hire and indeed invest.
Okay, that's all the good news. Let's do the small print terms and conditions might apply kind of thing here. Everything you are saying here is predicated on the Eurozone not going into an even worse deflationary situation.
That's right, that's right. And we are seeing increased risks of deflation. Do we think that deflation is going to come about like we saw in Japan over a decade or more? We don't, because we think that the ECB is going to react. We think the ECB is going to react in June by cutting rates. There is a possibility that they may cut what's called the deposit rate to below zero, which would be an extraordinary measure. And there's a possibility, although we're not sure how it'll work out just yet, of what they call QE, or effectively money printing. So we think that all of those actions are going to avoid deflation.
But they have shown that these 16, 17 men who sit around these tables, this large table in Frankfurt, have shown themselves averse to taking precisely the kind of dramatic steps that you are talking about that the market would like to see. Are you sure they're going to come?
Some of the members have shown that they don't want to go down that route. There's no doubt about that. So there's differences of opinion at the governing council level. There's not a difference of opinion, though, in terms of we are in a period of very, very low inflation. So even if we don't get deflation, we're going into a prolonged period of low inflation. And in the context of Ireland, with a high public debt and a high private debt, that makes it very, very difficult. So it's right to be confident about the recovery and that it has started, but there are risks out there which we can't really do anything about, and we have to be aware of those.